Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Resilient Leaders Podcast, where resilience in leadership is not simply a good idea. We believe it's absolutely required. I'm J.R. Briggs, founder of Kairos Partnerships. We're an organization that helps leaders overcome their unique challenges by equipping them to lead with clarity, confidence, and consistency. Well, today, I want to share something with you that I've been practicing for the last several years. In fact, I've been sharing this practice with many leaders that I coach over the last several years, but Dustin, our director of coaching experience for Kairos Partnerships, helped me realize in a conversation last week that I don't think that I have ever written or talked about this publicly before. And now it's time, because it is so crucial. This is why I am excited to talk to you about this today. And it comes as we talk about this idea of leaders and decision-making. As you know, leaders are paid to make decisions. We don't just sit around and think. We need to act and make decisions. Of course, we can't make decisions without good thinking first. Good, clear, solid thinking. And because of this, I am always looking for ways to make better decisions and to find tools and resources that I can share with leaders to help them make better decisions. I hope that you're always looking for ways to make better decisions as well. But let me ask you this. When you as a leader face a complex decision where you don't know what to do, what do you do? Let me ask that question again. When you as a leader face a complex decision, when you don't know what to do, what do you do? We've all been there. We all need to think through this. What filters or factors do you use in order to make a good decision? Who do you talk to? Where do you go? What's next? Well, anytime I'm faced with a decision where I don't know what to do, I think of a few questions. I might put together a pros and cons list. I'm also thinking, what's the big picture or end goal? What's the desired outcome? But I also ask two really important questions. These are who questions. Who do I know who may have faced this decision in the past, who I can learn from? And also, who could I ask from my personal board of directors, and what would they say about this? And this is what I want to talk to you today about, is this idea of a personal board of directors. Of course, corporations and nonprofits and churches, they have a board. For legal reasons, strategic reasons, operational reasons. I first heard about this concept of a personal board of directors a handful of years ago from Jim Collins and how he has a personal board of directors himself. And I thought, wow, this is fascinating. This clicked with me. So what is a personal board of directors? It's a group of people who serve unofficially to help navigate decisions in a leader's life. More personal, I'm going to say it's my own personal board of directors to help me navigate tough decisions in my own life. And by the way, this group of people, they are wise. They are people that I respect, that I look up to, that have strong character, that are good leaders, and who I see as people who make good decisions over a long period of time. In many ways, I want to be like them. To be clear, these people never gather together in the same room like you would with a board of directors in an organization or company. In fact, many of them don't even know each other, and some of them are no longer alive. Now, let me explain. I have several people sitting in, quote-unquote, seats around the room in my head. Some of them are people that I've known my entire life. And some of them are people who are authors or leaders who I admire from afar, who I've learned from but may not even know that I exist on this planet. But they still influence me and shape the way I think and shape the way I make decisions and help me navigate those decisions moving forward. Those who are alive and I do know, I often email them or call them or grab a coffee or meal with them to ask questions and to invite input. Those who I don't know or who are no longer alive, I think about their lives. Some of them I've had conversations with, or the many books that I've read by them, and I ask, what would they say or do in this situation? Now, why is having a personal board of directors important? Well, a couple reasons. First of all, because relying just relying just on my perspective is anemic and unwise. I need a handful of wise voices in my life speaking in to help me discern and see the entire scope of a particular decision, especially if it's significant. And number two, when you're younger, it's good to have one mentor, someone who can help you navigate life, ask questions, seek out wisdom, advise you as you think about your life, kind of general broad categories when you're younger. You know, this is high school, college, 20-something, you know, maybe into your 30s. But as you get older, it's important to have more mentors or wise voices speaking into your life who are more specialized in specific areas. Life gets complicated and there are more decisions and more difficult decisions and more difficult, significant decisions that need to be made. And so having a personal board of directors can help you when you face complex decisions. For example, I have a personal board of directors with several people around the metaphorical table in my mind. There are topics or areas that I need help navigating. Some of those areas include spiritual wisdom. You know, I want to make sure things are well with my soul. Life wisdom, navigating middle age as a male. I have someone that I speak with regularly to help me navigate what it's like to be a middle-aged man. Financial wisdom. I've got people I reach out to ask for advice on wisdom on how to be a good husband and dad. Business wisdom. I have a sharp business-minded person who has decades of experience within the financial industry. The general wisdom, wisdom about writing. I'm an author and I need help. So I reach out to that person who is an expert in the area of writing and publishing. The time and energy wisdom. I have a time discernment team. I have speaking requests that involve travel. I'd love to say yes to all of them. I can't. Of which these people help me navigate. What do I accept? What do I not? And my wife, by the way, has veto power on all of my trips. So she, of course, sits on my personal board of directors. Now, my personal board of directors is not large, maybe 6 or 8 people. And when faced with a difficult decision, I think, what would my personal board of directors say about this? And who can I reach out to on that board to speak to about this decision? I don't speak with them weekly, just when they're needed. I just did this over the weekend, calling one of the members of my personal board of directors, and I said, look, I'm stuck. Here's the situation. This is complex. What do you think? What am I missing? What would you do if you were me? What does wisdom look like in this situation? And in 10 minutes, it was so, so helpful. He helped me think through the things that I hadn't thought about before and helped me clarify the problem. Once the problem was clarified, I realized, I know what to do now. I'm so grateful for that person on my personal board of directors. I believe every leader needs to create a personal board of directors. I want to strongly encourage you to develop one. It's free, it doesn't take a lot of time and energy, and it is vitally important to helping you make better, wiser decisions as a leader. So you may think, how do I create one? Let me give you 5 simple steps. Number one, I want you to think about the areas of your life where you want more equipping. Areas of your life where you want to thrive, areas where you may feel stuck or ill-equipped, okay? Again, for me, it's marriage, parenting, finances, business, writing, leadership, how and where I spend my time, my spiritual life, etc. It may be similar or different for you, but develop a list of those areas where you want to grow, and then create a list of wise people that you know, those you admire, who you would be honored to become like them in the future, dead or alive, personal friends or people you've never met, and maybe they're specialized in 1 or 2 of those areas. 3, create that list and write it down. Don't just think it in your head. Write it down in the notes section of your phone or a Word document or in a journal somewhere. Write it down. Then when you're faced with a difficult decision, think, what would blank do in this situation? And then look at your personal board of directors list and say, who on this list can I reach out to talk to about the issue before I make a decision? Who from this list can I reach out to ask before I make a decision? Leaders, make the effort. Make the effort to be just a little bit more intentional. You might be surprised to find out you have more wisdom available to you around you than you might think. Utilize the community of experience, perspective, expertise, and skill to help you think through significant decisions that you are facing. By the way, I've shared on this podcast that we believe we have a bone deep conviction that we believe that every leader should have a coach. Every leader should have a coach. So let me ask you this question. So who's your coach? And if you don't have a coach, or you are in need of someone to sit at the metaphorical table in your mind on your personal board of directors, a coach is a great way to grow in that area and to add to your personal board of directors. We are honored that several leaders that we work with in our organization, several leaders we have the privilege of coaching, that they would include us on their personal board of directors. And we would love to be able to do the same for you as a leader to help you make and navigate wise decisions. If you want to know more information about this, just check out the show notes below on this podcast episode, or you can log on to our website at kairospartnerships.org, K-A-I-R-O-S, partnerships.org. Organizations have personal board of directors. Doesn't it make sense for you to have one too? Well, thanks for listening. This podcast would not happen without my friend, the gifted Joel M. Bowen at On a Limb Productions. Are you thinking about starting a podcast, or you need a video created and produced for your organization, your company, or your church? Joel does great work. Check out the link to his website in the show notes. Leaders, be faithful, available, teachable, and hungry. Keep leaning in and learning. And remember, developing a personal board of directors can help you navigate complex and complicated decisions so that you can lead with confidence, clarity, and consistency. Have a great day.